Elkie whispered to Ari, "Are we going to die here?"
"Maybe."
Elkie entwined her fingers with hers. "I don't want to die."
"This is the end," Kelly said. "They got us."
Rocco said, "Kelly, do the worm song."
"That's not even funny," Kelly said.
"Yes, it is. It's very funny," Rocco said. "You're always shooting your mouth off about how much you want to be dead. Now's your big chance. How does it go?"
He continued in a sing-song voice.
"The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They eat your guts and spit it out."
"Shut up, Rocco," Kelly said. "Maybe I changed my mind."
Ari put her arms around Kelly.
"We love you, Kelly."
Elkie wrapped her arms around the two of them.
"I love you both."
"I love you too, Elkie," Ari said.
Ari, Elkie, and Kelly hugged.
One by one, the others joined in until they were all hugging each other in a circle.
"So what are we going to do?"
Henry looked around.
"Kelly's right. This is the end. What does everybody want to do? They probably won't kill us if we just walk out there. Anybody got a white flag?"
No one responded.
Finally, Ari said,
"You can do that if you want to, Henry."
"I don't want to, but what else can we do?"
She said, "All I know is I didn't do this just for nothing. We didn't do all this just for nothing. Let them come in and get us."
Henry said, "I feel like I got you all into this."
Ari said, "You didn't get us into this. We got you into it."
Henry said, "I just want to get you all out of here, okay? You're my family. I don't want them to hurt you."
Ari said, "I'd rather be dead here than go back to my uncle. I'm not going back."
"I'm staying with Ari," Elkie said.
Gabe said, "If Ari and Elkie are going to stay, I'm staying too."
Rocco said,
"I'm in."
Jack said,
"I'm in."
Kelly said, "You're all my family too."
"I'm in."
Henry said, "Then we stick together, no matter what."
Nobody said anything for a while.
Sirens in the distance. Everyone except Henry sprinted up the lookout tower, crowded onto the platforms around the two sets of slits in the bricks overlooking the highway. Gabe's shoulder still twinged, but he didn't pay it much mind. Henry hobbled along in the rear and pulled and pushed himself slowly up the ladder until he was now on the platform with the others. In the distance down the highway under the bridge, Gabe saw flashing red lights, police cars and vans hurtling toward them.
Rocco said, "Here they come."
Henry said, "Everybody grab your signal mirror."
Gabe felt his pocket where he always kept it. His little mirror was there.
Across the river, the sun was preparing to set behind the Palisades, and beams of sunlight burst through the fiery clouds.
"The sun's at a good angle. Everybody keep your head back so they don't see your face," Henry said.
"Watch the angle of the sun. Get your mirror ready. Everybody ready?
Here they come."
Sirens, flashing lights, police cars speeding toward them from under the bridge.
"Now," Henry shouted.
Sunbeam blasts of glaring light bounced off their mirrors and hit the windshields.
"Got him,"
Jack yelled. The first driver stomped their brakes. The cars behind plowed into them. A police van spun across the highway. One by one, each of the others ricocheted and plowed into the one before.
"I hope nobody got hurt," Elkie said.
"Now they're really going to be mad," Kelly exclaimed.